Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you into the field of battle. But there's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered.
Defeat will not be in my creed.
I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them.
Who am I? I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me.
Who am I? I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about it being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got!
Cause who am I? I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
What's going on, man? What's
hey,
up?
Hey, it's loud. I can see him playing in the back.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
That's right.
That'd be my partner. Yeah, that'd be my partner driving there. Fred, what's going on? Tony.
Man.
I'm ready to get rolling. Hey, Fred.
That question.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Click it off.
That's
you
right.
Got it running, man.
Yeah, I'm working on that stuff now.
I'm talking what it's not talking.
You got to press the pause button on it.
There you go. What's happening?
There you go.
What's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah, I'm not much, man.
Hey, can we get that that BMX player Fred?
Yeah, we
can
get that
before we start it off.
Fred, give him everything he wants. Let's roll.
Yo, let's pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born. Grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means. But listen, we know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing. But that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, ahead to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. What's happening? Tony, what's going on, man?
James, what's the deal?
Man, I don't know. Shit, I'm waiting on y'all. I know y'all got a lot of dirt on your side of the border, because ain't nothing happening over here.
Well, you know, right now, we got a member of the Motor City Mafia out putting in some work. I'm just waiting to get the results. Waiting on Type Man. Do you see a 404 area code? Do you see Type Man on there? He said he's going to call me.
Not yet. So who's putting in work tonight?
Cold Killer / Chris Tootin down in Montgomery, Alabama. They running the 901 Bad Boys, the Candy Cane Camaro.
Oh, okay.
Head up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile.
Well, that race ain't gone off yet. Anybody want to hit the one button and place a bet? okay. That race hasn't happened yet. Shit. I mean, my understanding is that, now again, Tone, I don't want you to get offended. I don't want to piss nobody off. But Cold Killer ain't beat nobody. So they say. And those that he has beat, I guess he must be a motherfucking leprechaun or something, because he was lucky. You know?
I mean, that's what they say. But you know what? The very ones that saying he ain't whooping nobody ain't trying to lock in, though. So you know how that goes, man.
There you go. I mean, for real, I done seen green leprechaun. I ain't never seen a black leprechaun, so I don't know. See here. Ones I always see were green. Shit. Man, well, I wish them a lot of luck down there, boy. Cause I mean, you know, Candy Cane, for those that don't know, Candy Cane ain't no walk in the park now. He ain't no pushover by any means.
Candy Cane will be cleared by the 100-foot mark.
Can we get a one button? 901. I know you guys are always on the line. Can we get a 901 on that? You said about 100-foot mark?
By 100-foot mark, Candy Cane will have daylight in front of him.
Uh-oh. They got anybody else down there they trying to engage with?
No, you know what? I was trying to work on a three-peat for the October the 5th race.
Right.
I'd say I've been, you know, how we hear that, you know, been lucky with the car ain't fast, people been having problems, this and that. So I've gotten in contact with three other individuals that we ran and beat and asked them if they wanted some get back. You know, we'd be more than willing, but we're trying to run at least three people the same day. That way,
right?
You know, we close out the season and hands down, it ain't nothing else to talk about. I say, okay, maybe, you know, last month, maybe we did get lucky. The month before that, maybe we did get lucky. I want to see if we can get lucky three straight.
Right.
And I talked to the other team members about it, and they all laugh. Say, hey, man, if you know, we're going to sink a sail together. If you feel we can three-peat, then try to put three together. And I, you know, some of the very ones that, oh, you got lucky because I had problems. I told them, well, this this is your chance. This is your opportunity. We're going to give you some get back. And I let them know that I'm everyone that I talked to, I told them I'm in negotiation with two others. We're going to run three people back to back, or, you know, if we can't get the one to say yeah, then you know what, we do that another time. We want to do
right.
A three-peat. And I haven't been successful just yet, but it ain't over.
All right,
you know,
my question is this, and I ain't really into this, but you know I don't give a fuck. What three guys is this? Hey, you know, Tone, I ain't got, hold on. See, you start laughing. Let me put my disclaimer in. No, I ain't got a race car. No, I ain't racing. And yeah, I talk mad shit. Okay? But if these guys, you've raced all three of these guys, you done beat these three guys, and they steady hooting and hollering about why you got away, well, bring your punk ass back to the line. Yeah, I said that. Bring it right back.
Well, now
you not wanting to blast their ass. Okay, I can understand that. But it ain't hard to figure out. It ain't hard to figure out what three.
I think Boss Bynes sold his car. He no longer has the gangster boo.
Okay.
Big Low said he'd get back with us and let us know. 901 Bad Boys, they say that's too far to travel. About the only one who's willing is Donye. I mean, and you know, I'm going to keep it all the way 100.
Right.
I'm concerned about Donye. Donye, hey, man, I'm not going to lie. Anybody know me, know I keep it 100. Donye is not the pushover I thought he was, man.
No, not
you.
By any means.
Some of the other cars that we ran with that car that I thought was gonna be a nail biter, they got so low, man, I drastically underestimated Donye. Drastically. I mean, when we went back to the trailer and had the team meeting, like, man, we came playing. That man came serious. So, you know, like I say, man, I don't have nothing but hats off to Donye. And, you know, some of the guys that we ran, you know, claimed that they had problems and this and that. Which my thing was, second the tree went down, I've seen guys, the candles light, and they don't turn out until they're on the brakes. That wasn't Donye's case. Donye, the pass before the race, Donye didn't make a clean pass. It looked like he hurt the car. Donye came back around, ran the car, and before the race was over, seen smoke coming out of the car like he really hurt it. And, man, that man was right there, man. That man was right there. I mean, I don't know what happened to his car, but it did appear to me that something happened before the race and during the race. Everybody else made up would appear to me the path of their life. And it was, you know, it was child's play. Hell, some of them guys, when we went back to the trailer, we all agreed unanimously. Shit, some of them guys we ran with Killer's car, we could have ran with my Camaro. But Donye, man.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna keep it like this. With Donye, do not drop the soap, because y'all motherfuckers will be in trouble. you drop the soap with him. Oh yeah, he gonna get you.
Hey, John. Yes, it's a new yard, boss, in town, boy.
Yeah, man. He coming up real quick too.
Hey, Julia, when I was calling around making them calls, I ain't going to lie to you, Donye was not one of them phone calls.
Tony, what's going on?
Hold on, man. God. Hey, man, you get back from Jamaica, man? Because you've been gone for a couple weeks, boy. Shit, that vacation must be good, boy.
first off, hold on. First off, man, I want to say what's going on to our gracious host, June, that's on the button on the wheel of the steel, Big Fred, Red Slouch, my main man, Tone, my man, Chemo, Motor City Mafia, you know, my crew rider, director, you know, and all the above.
What's up, Bo?
Hey, me, Bo.
Man.
Where the hell you
What's
been,
going on?
Man? Where the updates at, June, man? What's happening out there, man? Talk to me, babe.
June, I took a week off, man, because it was complete mayhem. I think I even cut my damn phone off, man. From the incident that we had in Miami, man. I said, shit, I think I better lay low, man, before somebody be looking for me. So I laid low.
You know, hey, Meatball, I ain't going to say nothing, but yeah, you know, the word contract and Meatball did go in one sentence at one time. I was like, oh, Lord.
Man, Tone came to see me. I was at a hideout at a safe house. Tone came to see me. He told me everything's going to be all right, so I should have came out the hole.
Hey, Meatball, he told you come on out, but it's at your own discretion.
He said, so Tone said, come on out, but when we was walking out, Tone said, well, you go first. Damn, Tone.
Hey, Meatball, I'm going to keep it real, man. You know shit just happened, man. You know, at times,
man.
No matter how good your intentions are, you know, again, the devil always seems to find a way to throw some shit in the game, man. But I'm glad, hey, I'm glad you're still with us, though.
Man, legit, man, we still live and unmotherfucking cut.
That's what's happening, man.
Hey, Mike, I mean, say what you got to say. Keep it drag racing. Then we go, then an hour later, we're going to the Springer show.
And you know, let me tell everybody out there, Meatball, and Nephew, that's Brandon, are working on a true streetcar shootout, and this will take place in Mexico. You know, it's going to be underground. Yes.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Meatball is underground. And I want everybody to know that we're in cahoots of doing something down in Little Mexico soon before it gets real cold.
Yeah.
Now, is this by invitation only or is this wide open?
Oh, no. Invitation. Well, invitation only. We'll put it like
that. Yeah, this will be a streetcar shootout with $1,000 buy-in. Winner take all.
Oh, hell yeah.
So they go for all you guys with your 22s, your 20, your factory, all that shit counts. Your vets with your power, all that shit counts. As long as you full interior, no roll cage.
That's right.
So basically, as long as it's just a street car, they all good, huh?
They all good.
Hell, man. Hell, you can get a car like Diane's and put goddamn interior in it and put some rims on it.
And cut the cage out and you leave them.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what's happening. That's what's going on, man.
Oh,
so
man,
what's going on, man?
We got October 5th coming up, man. I'm hearing it's going to be the last one for the season at Martin, man. And I heard some people was trying to play, man. Tate the Great is trying to come out there. Hopefully we can get Young Money. Get rematch
on
Batmobile.
Yeah, and I was on the phone personally with Tate the Great locked Avery in. I can't call him Butts Motorsports no more because he's no longer with that camp.
I was told that they have a new, he has a new name. Let me get this right. Death Becomes One. I think I'm saying
fuck?
It right.
Hey, Meatball, what the fuck was that?
Man, that's the name of his car, I guess, or his racing team.
Hey,
and it's called Death Becomes One.
Stay with the Butts Boys Motorsports, man.
I don't think he's going by the Butts Motorsports. I don't think anybody going by the Butts Motorsports except Butts himself. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, if hold on, what'd you say that was? Death Becomes what?
Because one, I don't know if I'm saying the name right, man. I need to, somebody need to get Avery on the phone, man, so he can.
I mean, if the man trying to engage, check this out, man. If he trying to engage with Tony, are you trying to engage with Avery?
Yes.
Okay. Is State trying to engage with Avery?
Let me say this is what happened. Tate called me and said him and Abe locked in, which naturally
right.
I called him bold-faced liar. He told me, man, I'm telling you, me and the man locked in. I said, Abe does not lock in. So I called Abe, and Abe told me, yeah. Oh, the name of the car, so I was just texting. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. You must have had that
What's
cup
up,
in
man?
Your hand when they took the name. It's called Def Kong 1. It ain't Def Kong.
Who?
Def
it said,
Kong.
What is it called again, man?
Hey, Tom.
Huh?
Hey, Tom. Man, listen, everybody got a habit. You talking about my damn drinking habit.
Hey,
you got a whole sentence. It's just three words. Death Kong 1. Death Kong 1? Yeah.
I think
the way I pronounce it sound better. Shit.
Hey, my question is this, man. Are they going to engage? Fuck the name, man, because for real, that shit's too long, too complicated, and can't understand it, man.
Hold on. He locked in with Tate, and I tried to lock in with him. He said, you don't want to lock in with a bunch of races. He said, however, if I show up to the drag strip, he will run, but you don't want to lock in multiple races because anything can happen. The man did lock in with Tate the Great. Yes, he did.
Okay. Now my question
man.
Now. Yes, sir?
Well, the man is trying to lock in with my crew, Ride or Die. He's trying to lock in with Tony's favorite, my main man, Johnny Williams.
I heard that name before. Okay, next.
Hold on, I just got aroused. What did you say about Johnny Williams? What happened? Huh?
Tom, that's my man, right? That's my crew, man.
Yeah, okay, your man. I've been looking for Johnny Williams.
Wasn't he the one who was supposed to beat you into submission or something with some ex-top horseman and pro mod car, some shit like that he got?
No, I'll tell you, he the one that disrespected Tone and told him, man, get your own. I shot at Johnny Williams because the motherfucker pissed my driver off. Man, don't run down for me no more. So get your own shit.
Hey, Junior, one day we have to track.
Can you tell me what that business is you told?
Huh?
No, can you let everybody know what that man told you? Told you that one day.
Hey, Junior, we at the track. Now, at this point, you know, I am the pilot of Sub-Zero. So we going around,
right.
We trying to find him. So Johnny was, he riding this guy like a bicycle trying to get this guy to race. A guy that me and Kimo was trying to race. So the guy's telling him, well, you know, I ain't trying to do nothing. I don't want to go. And Johnny owned him like a cheap suit. So I told him, you know, man, we looking for some action. You trying to do something. He said, what kind of car you got? I said, a Mustang, you know, with a turbo on it. He said, turbo. I said, yeah, you know Kimo? He said, yeah, I know Kimo. I said, I drive Kimo's car. Man, that man went ziggity boom on me. He said, man, that ain't your shit. What the fuck you campaigning somebody else? I said, wait a minute, man. I told you it wasn't my shit. I said, Kimo's car. Tell my motherfucker to kill me, campaign that's a motherfucker shit. Why don't you get off his dick and get your own shit? When you get your shit, then give me a call.
Oh,
kill him, shut the fuck up. Damn, for real? I said, okay, you right. You absolutely right. I'm campaigning somebody else's shit. So I walk off. Hey, man, you know, Junior, I'm sensitive. My feelings hurt like a motherfucker. Kimo asked me, what's the matter? I said, damn, Kimo, dude over there just cussed me out because I said I wanted to, you know, see if we want to race the car. Told me I didn't have the right to be speaking on your car. Kimo said, well, Tony, you drive the car. You got the right to book the car. I said, I mean, I thought that's what you told me, but he said different. So, okay, at this point, my car was still under construction. I get the car together. I call Meatball. The second we put heat in the headers, I call Meatball right there. I say, Meatball, you know that old beige motherfucker that was talking shit at the drag strip that day? Get him on the phone. He's calling. And he talking about, I told him, hey, man, remember me, the one you told shut the fuck up till I get my own car? I said, you hear that noise? Bitch, I got my own car. Now get your ass down. He said, hold on, man. I'm out here cutting my grass. I'm going to call you back. Man, that was 3 motherfucking years ago. I said, damn, where you live? In Yellowstone Park? You still cut this motherfucking grass?
Hey, Tom, man. Don't tell
me. My man, Johnny Williams, is out there, and he will be, I'm told, will be at Martin on the 5th to looking to engage. Don't know where who yet. I don't know who he like. But,
well, I like him, man. I like him. Get that man on the phone. I'm in love with that man.
Well, I got a question, man. Is he going to engage? Is this going to be one of them 3-hour talk arounds that ain't shit going to happen in the end? Because
well,
you know what?
You know,
I'm going to tell you something, Tone. I'm going to tell you something. The only guy so far that has impressed me, and y'all going to say, oh, you from Chicago, that's why. Do you see how quick Tate locked that shit in with Street King? That shit's so simple. Lock your ass in. This other shit, these motherfuckers be whining and crying. And man, come on, man.
You
got
to show up at the track to see everybody else engage.
You know, we're speaking of Chicago.
Hey, man, hold on. Who just spoke?
I talked three loves today,
oh, Kimo, hold on. Who was that that just spoke, man?
That was Meatball, man. I had to
slip
that. Okay.
Meatball, we discussing this over the phone. What goes on at the track stays at the track. I'm talking about the hooting and hollering here, and they scared as fuck to engage.
Hold on. All right, Joe. Is that my main man, Kimo, my neighbor?
That's it.
Neighbor, what's going on, baby?
Oh, now y'all neighbors. Now y'all talking. Okay. Nah, I'm gonna stop some shit.
Why you messing with me?
Hey, June.
That's the one I was hiding out from. Hey, June, that's the son of a bitch I was hiding out from.
Hey, they told me damn near everybody at the track was hiding from that motherfucker.
Tony told me.
Hey, Junior.
Phone, like, you to go first.
Yes, sir. Really.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
That ain't Kimo. That's the Boston Strangler. He putting his hands on people.
Man, listen. As soon as you know, I get the Texas, like I'm guy number 378 on the list. So when I finally get it, it's the next day. I said, man, let me call my man up, see what's happening. So I said, hey, man, what's happening?
Hey.
He said, bitch, I'll choke you out. I said, oh, okay, bye.
Hey, Junior. All those fake ass keyboard racers. He said half the motherfuckers went and threw their keyboards away after that.
Oh shit, Kimo, what's going on, man?
Man, just sitting here, man. Licking my chops, waiting on this motherfucker. White trash. Wait, what did you just call that car, man?
White trash, but I called it weak. Made a mistake, called it weak trash. I don't want to.
Well, my understanding is y'all supposed to engage. My understanding is y'all do have a date set, don't y'all?
Yeah. But you know what? It's like, I guess he had to wait till his tuner got here. Skinny man, he played all them games so his man can come healthy. You know. Wait a minute, hold on. Who is that man tuning? I think Skinny Man helping him out now.
Well, you know what the thing is though, Kimo. Everybody sooner or later. Everybody need a little hand here and there. So you can't, My thing
Doc,
is
you know
whether
what,
or not.
I want to beat him at his desk, though, you know?
You're supposed to. I mean, if you're going to engage, I look at it like this. I don't get no points for whooping no 5 or 6 year old. Shit, I want to whoop
right.
a grown man. I want to whoop a grown man. I want to get him at his best, too. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when there's no questions, no doubts. Who else you trying to engage with, Kimo?
Jimbo. I'm going to show him that motherfucker he driving is under power.
Now, Jimbo driving for, you know, I heard he was back out again. He driving for who now?
Marcus Crank.
Well, I mean, you need to get them on. Get them on and lock their ass in.
He got too many steps, man. These motherfuckers, the king of steps. My only step now is whoever make it to that eight first, and don't red light across the line, that's who wins. Fuck all that other. Man, you light turned on and the garbage can went up under the tire. I ain't trying to lock no motherfucker in. When I get to that track, down on their ass, I'm going.
That's it. That's what's happening. Hey, Tone, you get any updates yet? I'm sure trying to find out. Again, y'all know they had that benefit race for drag down in Montgomery, so we waiting to see if we can get some updates on that. So what else y'all got going on over there, man? Because honestly, there ain't nothing happening.
You know what? I'm going to report on something. They say Boost 12 came over here and got a little bit of Michigan's money, took a stick. That Oladega Dragway had a shootout yesterday. They say Boost 12 came and got him $2,000. So
I mean,
wait,
okay.
Boost 12.
Hold on.
Boost 12, in most circles, they are so underrated, man. Those dudes work so goddamn
hard, man. Hold on, Junior. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Kimo, you see the Boost 12 on that shootout at Olson Vega?
Yeah, he won that shootout. From what I hear, he won the shootout over there.
I mean, do
what
you expect
you think,
anything less? Huh?
Hold on. Why do you think Boost 12 won it? Who told you that?
I can't see that because that race allowed W tires, and Bruce 12 cried like a motherfucker saying that, you know, our race, we allow W tires, and they not coming, and they don't want to have no part in it. It's unfair advantage. But he then went to another race with a W tire and won it with a non-W,
I mean,
or does he have a W tire now?
Yeah. From my understanding, he did.
Oh,
they had
that
wine ass air. They had that wine ass air in there. Turbo GT, they say he couldn't get, he got knocked out first round.
If Boost 12 did win it, congratulations to Boost 12.
But you know, Junior,
can I ask a question?
It's funny what a difference a day makes. Now, when we posted event and when allowing W's, I mean, you'd have thought we raped a nun. That was the wrong. I mean, them guys made post after post, private message after private message, checks. I mean, they wrote letters to the governor, to the mayor, the press. I mean, that was just dead wrong to allow a W tire. It was an absolute unfair advantage. That was putting a 300-pound bully on with a bunch of graders. Now, they done went over here to another race that had the exact same rules and stipulations, won with a 9W. Interesting.
Again. You will go and race, or some will go and race, at certain events, dependent of what the caliber of the competition is. You know? I'm not saying they had soft competition.
Hold on, Junior. We purposely have not posted nobody that's coming to this event. All we said was what the rules were, and they went to crime. Who knows who's coming? Somebody sent me a message on Motown and asked, do we have the list of the people that's coming? I said, given that our pot is guaranteed, we don't need a list of who's coming.
I got to say this, and I ain't trying to throw your thing off or nothing, but guaranteed 10 stars, he's allowed to have Billy Glidden in that bitch. That's what he do.
Okay, but guess what? Billy Glidden ain't a grudge car. You know, this is a grudge race, and this is open to grudge races. Now, if he gonna show up with a grudge car that hasn't posted a number, because I mean, from the first guy to the last guy, if it's a known car that's posted a number, they're not gonna want to compete against them.
But hold on again, Junior, in that camp, some of their cars have lit the board up. Every time we have a shootout, we welcome them with open arms.
I never said do as I do. I said do as I say.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, if my understanding is, and again, I don't care. He likes it, don't like it. You get offended, whatever. But truth is the truth. You know, don't go throwing stones at another man when the same things you cry and complain about are the things that you are capable of doing or have done. And look, man, ain't no look, man, here.
Hey, all I was saying was, why are we gonna why are we gonna make it easy to win $10,000? This should be one of the do they make it easy for the tough man competition when they competing to win that $100,000? Why the hell are we gonna make it easy to win $10,000 on the shootout, man? Are we putting up this money and we guaranteeing this money? I mean, we've catered to everybody all year on these shootouts, and this last time we're gonna go by our rules.
That's correct.
Again, we are not holding a gun to your head to make you jump in the shootout. But if you got the balls, and if you're a true gambler and a true grudge racer, which I think everybody picks the grudge racers in the shot, so I'll take that back. But if you got balls and willing to take a chance, we got 10,000 ways you could take a chance. And that's the uniqueness of this, is that any given Saturday, somebody can win that shootout.
That's right. That's right. Reg, you have given them 9,500 reasons why they should show up. You know? Yeah. And if you win, you still, in fact, you're getting the whole 10 because you're getting back the 5 you put up to get in. So, I mean, anywhere in the world, I understand the level of competition. I mean, that's what this is about. You know, it's to see, I mean, if you putting up that type of money, it's because you want to see who the true badass really is. You could claim anything you want. I'm a bad motherfucker. I whooped everybody that came in my basement. Bitch, that shit don't mean nothing. Get your ass on center stage and be the motherfucker.
And on top of that, you a lock in a race, 500 on 1500 or 500 on 2500, and you still may lose that race. But we even giving you greater chances by saying, hey, here's 500 on 10,000. What's the difference? Please, somebody explain that to me.
Who gives you those odds?
Hey, hold on. How do you pronounce the name of the track? I don't want to mispronounce the name of the track. How do you pronounce the name of that track?
Onagata, whatever.
Okay. Well, at any rate, that new Onagata track that goes up. Onagata. When I saw their rules for the shootout, and I pulled up ours. I mean, it was almost like they copied and pasted the rules. So I said, wow, they get just as much flack as we did. Now, the entire crew that complained about the October 5th shootout for 10,000 ran over to Onondaga to get in that one. I'm just wondering what was the difference.
With a slippery track. Everybody saw the videos. Those cars was all over the place. Not knocking the track. The track has to get its.
It's a brand new facility, so you can't expect it to work like a track that's been, you know, getting raced on for 20 years. But I'm saying the rules I read said 29-10-5W or 315, exactly what we're allowing. Any style, rear suspension, stock style front, exact. And that whole crew ran over there, but they cried like bitches and babies when we posted it on ours. I mean,
can I ask you a question?
Hold on, Tone. I'm gonna throw another one in there. It was a known grudge. It was a known class race in there also.
Shut up. Stop it, slouch. No.
Let me ask you a question. Who you going to go fight? That dude that lived down the block, you know, three-time world champion, or the old man on the corner with the cane? You know, some people know how to pick and choose their fights.
Junior.
Yeah.
Onondaga didn't announce who was coming either. I monitored the thread. They never said who was coming. Didn't nobody know who was going to show up at that race.
Hey man, why we even hiding that motherfucker's name that's trying to run an event on our same event? I don't give a fuck about him, man, over at 41.
I didn't know what
he
was over there.
Hey, fuck him, man. Why we even leaving that motherfucker's name out, man? Fuck him. I'll never go over there and I don't give a fuck about him.
Hold on, I didn't know it wasn't even 41.
Man, who was calling and asking who known races and who trying to have an event under our belt, man?
No, you talking about Terry was talking about having a meltdown, but I'm saying I didn't know that he was going through it. I didn't know if he was having a meltdown over there or not that
man,
same
just
day.
Even if that motherfucker mentioned it, he know we having one, man, out of respect.
Well, yep, I mean, he said...
Go ahead.
Because had so many people saying that they don't feel like they got a chance to win running against W cars, so he was considering...
They can come in and lock up a race, man. I'm getting real tired of it when we putting our blood and sweat and tears trying to put an event on for them and trying to make it right for everybody, man. And we say, oh, you know what? We ain't going to give you $10,000, but you can earn it. You can jump in this
you
event, but if you ain't got, you don't want to run it, man, go ahead and lock up a race. Look, I'm new to the game, but I understand politics.
Rich, I wouldn't be concerned with that because if you go over to 41 and take a chance of wrecking your car, you got to be the idiot. Because they place that facility right. You got to be an idiot to keep going over there on that greasy-ass track, greasy, bumpy-ass track.
So, Kimo, let me ask you this. We got the event at Martin paying $10,000. If 41 had one paying $20,000, would you go to 41?
No, I wouldn't go there. I would not go there because I know that facility. And just like with Billy and Jim Lynch, if you read what Billy posted on Yellow Bullet, which is way popular than most of these forums that we be on, Billy, like he said, man, he have never seen a track with such rough surface. He packed his car up and left.
And you know what? I ain't gonna knock a man for trying to put on an event at their track, or I'm not gonna knock a promoter. But when you intentionally and you intentionally dig a grave for us, and you making it known that you're digging a grave for us. I don't know who did it. I don't even care. You know what we're going to do, man? We just going to worry about ours, man. And, you know, squash everything I said. We're going to continue to put on a good event. We're going to continue to raise the bar. Y'all think this $10,000 we put up last year, I mean, on the 5th, is something? All right, check us out a year from now and see how much we put up.
You want me to tell you something?
I'm going to tell you, Reg.
Watch what we put up next year, man.
Hey, Reg, you know what? Sometimes you got to listen to the way people say things because it could easily, I'm not saying this is the scenario, okay, but maybe I can force your hand if I tell you, well, hey, since you allowing these guys, I'm just going to turn around and do this over here. And in reality, all I'm trying to do is see if I can force your hand to change things around. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that's trickery at its best. Now, how do you resolve that? That's real easy. Brother, you do what you do in your house, I'm going to do what I do in my house, and after that, fuck it, till the world blow up. That's the only thing I can say.
And that's why I just said what I said. We're going to continue to put on an event.
Right.
We're going to keep it professional.
That's right.
We ain't going to talk about until you read about it, until we promote
it next year, where we going with this. It's real easy. The people that know about the event, the people that have planned to go to the event, as long as by God, weather, nature, whatever you want to call it, those people are still going to go. They still going to participate. Why? Again, I don't knock nobody. I don't knock nobody. But if you choose...
If you choose
to run in the alley versus running on the boulevard, then go run your ass in the alley. You know? That's the way I look at it.
Because I'm going
to leave it. That's the last time I'm going to speak on it, man. You know what? We're going to continue to do it. We're going to set the rules, you know, and we're just going to continue to raise the bar on grudge racing and grudge events.
Hey, Red, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know 41 had an event that day, so. Till you said something that let you
know. Nobody's having an event, but there were you know, that's why I said, you know what, I'll go back on what I said. It was people were in the cahoots trying to put on an event that same day. But my rule is, and you know what, I'm mad at myself for speaking on it and giving them, wasting my time with it, is that, you know, when people try to put on events, man. We're putting it on for the love of the grudge races in the event, and we're just trying to put on a really good event. Put up the best money we can put you on the best track that we can get. Bring your family to the best event. Feed you. Be as professional as we can, and you know all we ask for is some support. You know we ain't trying to get rich. We ain't trying to become millionaires. We just love grudge racing, and we just say, you know what? Rather than this happening on the street, can we put this on a track and give you the best facility to win?
Rich,
that's correct.
I mean, to be totally honest, I wouldn't even spoke on that event or even try. But you gotta look at your event. You got Cold Killer coming, Skinny Man, Cold Killer with Chris Tootin and them coming. What 41, who would you have over there?
Concerned about my bouncy house, man.
Oh, man. I don't even want to see nobody in the bouncy house.
I don't care about you. Look, I ain't concerned about the race cars. I'm just trying to keep my people in the bouncy house.
Hey, Tom.
You know, he taking my fake-ass races away, man, and I don't want that.
Hey, I got a question. Before we roll around, y'all gonna have trophies or certificates or something for whoever, for the winners of the bouncy, you know, the bouncy house.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
A
yes,
hot
sir.
Dog or ice cream or something.
Well, it's gonna be I got my daughters making the certificates. They're gonna make them in crayon. On construction paper, so it's gonna be stick people.
Hey, you know that first through fifth, you gotta give them something. And please don't put, you know, your second place loser or nothing like that. Please.
Well, first place is a pack of white tube socks. So, you know, we always want clean socks in the bouncy house. So we gonna get the winner of a pack of white socks.
That's
Amen.
What's up.
Now, those
gonna be W's. But you know they might call and complain about them W socks. Say they want some true tube socks.
For real. And can you get an update on the big drag race?
We trying to do that. We waiting right now. Hey Tone, I got some hands up here. Let me go and open them up and see what's happening, man. 773-3969. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? This big Perm.
Perm, what's happening?
Perm. Just chilling, man. You know, now I just want to say, y'all, now y'all know 41 our home track, and it's offensive to hear some of that shit y'all saying over there. We know what our track is and what condition it's in. That's why we run down that motherfucker when we come over there. When we come out the alley to the boulevard, that's why we come home with all that money.
Tell it to him, Big Perm.
Big Perm. Big Perm, have you debuted your car yet?
Man, I swear, man, I just can't get that motherfucker out the garage.
You know why you can't get it out of there?
Let me wait, bro.
There's so many killers out here, man. You don't want to get out. You don't want to get out in the street.
Man, I wish I could get out there with you killers, man. You know, I just stay a spectator like I do, though. You know, I don't fuck with y'all. I just stay spectator.
Hey, Big Bird, you want me to tell you something? Sun gonna shine sooner or later, baby. It's coming.
Oh, I know.
It's coming.
I know.
You know, one thing about this, man. You know, this is an evolving circle. It just keep going around and around and around. And one minute you're at the bottom, next minute you're gonna be on the top. But I will say this, Perm, when it's ready, will you be engaging, man?
Oh my God!
Okay,
man, the motherfucker can't tell me no. My motherfucker can't tell me nothing when my shit get ready, much as I've been through. I'm going to line up with promos and probably get my ass blew out, but I'm just going to engage. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm talking about. See, this is the thing with engaging. You can't win. You can't win if you don't engage, man. Bottom line. Because I'm going to tell you this. You could lose 20 races in a row, and that 21st race, you win it. Man, that shit gonna be like you won a world championship, man. Come on, man. Hell yeah.
Oh, I've been standing back a long time. I know how it is, but goddamn, Chemo, you know when that motherfucker get ready, you know you gonna get my name.
Hey, Chemo. I'm interpreting.
Yeah.
Hey, Chemo. I'm gonna translate what Big Perm just said. Big Perm just said when he ready, if you get out of line, he gonna blow your ass out. That's what he said. Am I right?
Hey, man,
am
listen.
I wrong, Big Perm?
Hey. Hey, man, I can tell you one thing. I hope.
Yes, sir.
He better hope he don't get his ass in the street and I'm driving. I do drive a Mack truck. And I don't lay on my big horn.
Okay.
you a fool, Kevo. So what's going on, Perm?
You're going to have to run me over, baby. That's what you're going to have to do, run me the fuck over.
There you go.
You get in that street and I see something I like, I'm damn sure going to run you over, baby.
You're going to have to, baby. You're going to have to show me that motherfucker quick enough to get to me where I'm going to stand in your eyes and look at you. You're going to have to stand. You be quick enough to catch me, though.
Hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
Remember one thing. When a motherfucker from Chicago tell you something, better watch yourself, boy. I don't know about your boys over there in Michigan and, you know, Muskegon and Tuscaloosa, whatever the fuck towns y'all got over there. But listen, when a motherfucker tell you out of Chicago, man, watch your ass. You better watch it, boy.
Hey, man.
I mean, that was another shootout down there yesterday, man. Them boys and came snuck up there and stole some more money.
Hey, Big Perm, I ain't get a chance to say nothing. I started
Big
to
Perm,
say that, but
Big
I
Perm.
See, hey, I
Big
see,
Perm.
Hey,
it was
I
all
see,
street cars
they
there. It was
pie.
All street cars there, Big Perm.
Okay.
Again, I'm just saying,
it was
you know,
all street cars.
It's all free for the ticket.
It was all street cars, and Chemo, guess what? They took a wolf in lamb's clothing over there and did what?
Hey, you know it was, I'm going to tell you how you know it was street car. You see what happened when Tony them gave the event? That motherfucker, he didn't even come on. Oh, hell no, man. I'm talking about the supposed to be fast cars. Chicago was crying. No, he got a 29 on and he just dug it.
Now hold on, Chemo. A lot of times, cause the baby cry, that don't mean he want to suck on a tip, man. A lot of times the baby will cry just to agitate you. That's why you have to listen to how people
is that,
speak,
is that why, listen, is that why they kick the bumblebee out?
Oh, see that? Now that part there. I'm gonna tell you this. I wasn't there, you know. I understand, and me and Tone had this discussion. Me personally, I would have got that flyer out, and anything that wasn't specified on that flyer, after I paid my money, oh, you motherfuckers are gonna let me race. Yeah, that we taking a vote and kick you out. I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. Y'all can suck my dick. If I paid the money, and when I look at this flyer, what you complaining about ain't specified on that flyer, fuck you. I'm racing. I don't give a fuck if don't nobody stays next to me. I hot lap that bitch by myself, but I'm going to get paid at the end.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, how can you pull a check? I'm going to give you a real simple one. It don't say nothing about no jet cards. Dude. So if I pay my money and I got a 1000, a 29-1000 on there, your flyer didn't say that. Your flyer did not say nothing about excluding the Jekta. So now what? You know? So that bullshit they played with Tony, I understand. Tony, as a gracious host, you know, he said, okay, I'm a pull out, let the show continue. But for the most part, motherfuckers are full of shit. You know,
they had a vote without me. I come back over there, they gave me my money back, told me I got a W on the car. I can't really
Okay. And guess what? I'm going to ask you this, Tony. You can come to my house with 35 motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck what vote you make. This is my motherfucking house. Shit. You know, 34 of y'all going to get fucked off real bad. That 35th one, he going to tell the story after it's all said and done. Shit, man. Come on, man. But I understand. I understand, Tony. And you know, hey, for those that don't know me, Tony, you know I'm the biggest pussy punk on this earth. But shit, you ain't going to rough me off in my house. Hell no, shit. If that's the only place I can put up a fight, damn it, I got to do it. Shit. Yeah. But, again, I understand. I understand the way you did it. And believe it or not, yeah, you did the right thing. But, shit, they need to take that shit somewhere else. Because you know what? That man, who won that event?
Francis Martinez.
Okay. Yeah. Guess what? I don't care what car you had there. If you would have put a W on it, he was going to do the same thing to him. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he's that type of caliber of car. You know? The ones that you got crying are the same guys that go out first round, second round, every single time. Or you got the bridesmaid that have made it to the finals or semifinals, what, 3, 4, 5 races, and you can't make it past the hump. You can't make it past the hump because you're in the way, bitch.
That's what I'm
you
trying
know?
To
and
say.
Again, and again, and again, I don't mean, hey, Tone, you know I get hot about certain things, man. I don't mean to offend nobody. But if I did, I don't give a fuck. You know, but I think I'm saying what's true here. Each got a perm. Let me ask you a question. When you built your car, who made the decisions on how you built your car?
Only I.
Huh?
Only me.
Okay. Okay. So now, if I tell you, hey, man, you know, you ain't got a wing in the center of your car sticking out the roof like a mohawk. Whose fault is that?
It ain't mine.
Okay, then. You know, whatever choices.
Tony, Junior, I have a real important question here that I need to know before I come to the shootout, I mean to the race, Wayne. I locked Wayne in to run with my bars on.
Right.
I did hear him say that I can run with the bars on, but I took the bars off. Is that something to pull tech about?
This is the way I look at this. That's something that is at your discretion. It's like if you told him this, you know. Let's say you had twin turbos and you're locked in the run. Okay, your car got twins. You come with a single turbo, you ain't adding, you taking away. So it's not something that's going to be to your advantage, I would think. But beforehand, being that shit is done and said the way that it is,
I'd clarify it with him. Because you know what? If me and you locked in a race and you have the option of having the bar on your car, if you decide to take that bar off, that's your choice. Now, if we're running with the bar off and you decide you want to put that bar on, of course, the bar is to your advantage. Fuck no. But then again, I don't know what his mind frame is or what his intentions are behind it. So that's something you got to clarify with him.
Yeah, Kimo, this time I think you ought to go and clarify that, man, because I got to give you props, man. Like, you know, you out there trying to get it in. And shit, you know, I don't like how that last shit went down, you know, with you. I believe you need to be paid. But you make sure all your shit right, and you blow that man ass out. Because he always in the middle of some old lock up bullshit, some old lock up unpaid type bullshit. So, you know,
Hey, what's Tupac say? Revenge is the sweetest thing next to pussy, boy. So, shit. I mean, the only way you can get that, get him on that 660 or get him on that 1320 and blow his back out. And for real, I want to see the both of y'all make the cleanest passes of your life. Because then they ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I hope you both run your career best that day. But then ain't no crying then. It's too late then. Hey, Tone, I got some hands here. Let me run through this real quick. 586-6455, your mic is open.
Man, I had to call and give some up to my fellas over there, man. This peso, man, I have to tell y'all, I'm going to be at that event on the 5th because what y'all doing is definitely huge, man. And I think a lot of people don't understand how much time and effort goes into these events and what you guys are doing. So to give out 10 racks and to kind of have people try to have the meltdowns and stuff, you know, I ain't with that. So just wanted to let y'all know I'm going to be there in full force. And
hey,
had to wish y'all the best of luck.
You write about that, man, and believe one thing, your support, that's prime time there, brother. That's something we grateful for, you know. I understand. I'm going to put it out there, man, this June. I understand the state of Michigan, y'all having your little moments back and forth, but if amongst all of y'all you don't find a common ground and unite, I'm going to put it like this. This shit up here going to end up the way it is down south, where everybody's undercutting, underhanding, and fucking each other's over. I mean, up here, we got a strong group. Kimo, can I have one second? We got a strong group up here, man. You know, you showing your support, yeah, that's a big one up here, brother. Yeah, Kimo.
Now, if we didn't pay attention, Mike Hill and Grudge Inc. just was having an event together. So, with that being said, up here, they need to take notes of what just happened down there. And Mike Hill and Grudge Inc.
That's correct.
Together.
You know what the main thing is, Kimo? You know. And I say this again, I don't say this offensive to anybody, but we got to step up as men before anything. Before we let this he said, she said bullshit, you know, all this, you know, throwing rocks behind a keyboard shit. I mean, it's easier to call a man up. I mean, I don't think any one of us here is impossible to get in touch with. It's a lot easier, man, to call a man up and say, hey, man, this is what's happening, man. You know, what direction are we going to take this in? If we can't find the common ground, then you know what? You stay on your side, I'll stay on mine. I won't throw dirt on yours. Don't throw dirt on mine. And, you know, and good luck to each one, you know.
Here we go, guys. I got something right here off Grudge Racer. It says the Trayvon car over Lil Junior with dog driving.
Oh, that's ugly. That's ugly, man.
What did it say? What did it say?
It says Trayvon over Diz. Trayvon over Diz with
go
dog driving. Trayvon over Diz with dog driving is what it says.
Have Diz won a race this year?
Listen. Hey, you want me to tell you something? You know what the bad part about that is? Dog used to drive Trayvon, man.
Yes, he did.
That's hey, hey, I got to say, Junior, just yeah. Like you just got through telling me about that circle, man. That man Biz is caught up in that circle right now, man.
Yes, thank he you. Is, man.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Because I know what it is to reach the bottom half of that circle the same way. At some point, when you've been around this shit long enough, everybody has gotten there. Sometimes it feels like you ain't never going to get out the motherfucking bottom. So I don't wish that on nobody. But then again, it should humble you. Yeah.
With that being said, being that caught up in that circle, it couldn't happen to a better person.
Well, I mean, hey, see, Kimo, you always got to hit a motherfucking nuts, man. hey, Kimo, you always got to hit a motherfucker in the nuts, man. Be cool, man.
Hard. Kick this in the stomach.
Yeah, I mean, again, sometimes when you go through these things, now you can sit back and look and say, you know what? I am human. I'm not that bad motherfucker I thought I was. Let me humble myself and try a new road. You know, if that's what it takes, then hey, you know. But sooner or later, I don't think he's a dummy by any means, but sooner or later he's going to realize, hold on, man, there's something wrong with this picture, regardless of whether he see it now or not, you know. Hey, Kimo, man, stop hitting motherfuckers in the nuts, especially if they ain't on the line, man.
Whoa, the motherfucker just told me I was a stupid motherfucker, didn't he?
I mean, okay, Kimo, you been hearing that shit your whole life. He ain't said nothing new, motherfucker. hey, Kimo, you know what I always heard? What is you, a genius? I always thought I was a smart motherfucker when they was telling me that. Shit.
But you know what? I always knew that Biz wasn't too bright because he had us talking about, oh, y'all can't make a pass in your car on your brand new sneak. As long as the tape on there.
Don't drop that.
He dropped it that night and dropped it today.
Well, I mean, he gonna live and learn. Hey, Tone.
Yeah. Junior.
Yeah. Let me go on and open up a couple more of these. See what's happening. 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's up, guys? Junior, Kimos, it's Terrell, the Hulk, Big Bird.
Hulk, what's happening, man?
Well, I'm good, man.
Oh, tell me something. Hey, bro, man, tell me something good, boy. Tell me you back there flexing, man. Come on, man.
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm down for the season, get ready for next year on the reconstruction. Just spectating for the last couple months. Yeah.
Do you know what, too?
Yeah.
I was trying to see, could y'all get in touch with Leon? Because Three Love told me he going to blow my whole ass over out with his new rag that he just purchased.
Well, I mean, shit. If Three Love told it to you, I guess it's going to happen, brother.
Shutting up, but it's Three Leon purchased this bitch and told me I've been trying to call him all day.
Okay. If Three Love you said Leon. And if Three Love told you, that means that's Leon's intentions, man. He coming for I told you, Kimo, listen to what people say. That means he coming to blow your ass wide open, boy.
I believe Leon's in Montgomery.
Hey,
yes,
hey, Terrell, so you down for the rest of the season then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm all stripped out, gutted out on Jack stands.
There you go. There you go. Get an early start on it because, you know, we probably ain't got that much time left on our clock. So you doing
I'm trying, right. I'm trying to rebuild before Christmas, man, you know.
That's it. That's it. And then it's time to engage, brother.
That's right.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
You hear anything from your man yet?
Oh yeah, they pulled around by 9 or right? By
yeah.
8.
Well, let me go on and open up a couple more, see what's happening. 313-7102. 313-7102. No, he got the TV on, bro. 313-2526. The mic is open.
Abner, Junior, Tone.
Hold on. I know this voice. Wayne, what's happening?
You got that shit right.
Man, come on, hey, bro. Come on in, man. Clarify. Hey, I know you very good at clarifying situations. Clean that shit up with old Chemo there for me, please. I wish I had a Chemo button.
Hello, hello.
Chemo.
What's going on? What's up?
We ain't gonna call tech if I take bars off, right?
Chemo. How could I say something? You took your bars off. That's putting you in a disadvantage.
We got to get all that. I'm getting all that clarified.
Okay. Chemo, first of all, we gonna keep it real calm tonight. Chemo.
Yeah.
Chemo.
What's
how do
deal,
you
man?
Feel? How do you feel that I fucked you?
Somehow I got fucked up, man.
I mean, but Chemo, can we agree that we both fucked up? Because if Aaron would have crossed that line before you, and that wind light didn't come on, you could have the situation would have been reversed. You know what I mean? We both left ourselves wide open. You just came out on the wrong end of it, but it could have worked both ways. But, you know, you're still trying to make it seem like I'm, you know what I mean? We're going to move forward.
I didn't even ask nothing about mine. I said, I want to move past this.
And I just, you know, as a man, I just want you to explain to me.
You did not hear me say nothing about Mylan. You heard me say.
About Mylan?
If I took my willy bars off, would that be a problem? You heard nothing about my.
Okay. Now, who is Big Perm? Somebody just texted me and say, Big Perm said some old gay shit. So, is Big Perm on the line?
Big Perm right here, and ain't nothing gay about nothing I said.
What's up, then? What's the problem, then, man? Did, you know, I do something to you?
Oh, no, you ain't did nothing to me. Nothing at all. Listen to me, Wayne. I'm going to tell you straight out what I said. I said you always in the middle of a lockup controversy.
Okay, for instance.
Melvin?
Okay, how was me and Melvin a controversy?
I mean, you supposed to pay that man. And you pay, I mean,
okay.
You did pay him, I guess. I don't know if you paid him or not, but that man supposed to have been paid down there in motherfucking Lena.
Okay, so Big Perm, since you know so much, how can I pay a man? How can I pay a man that left the track and headed straight home?
Okay, you're right.
I'll let you talk, Big Perm.
I'm just going to go ahead.
After we race, and I told my car up, that man loaded up, and left. Never called me one time. Called in to Little Tony's show and said he didn't get paid before he even called me. If I'm lying, I'm dying. So I just, you know, okay. I just you know, when people like you, when people like you, but when people like you speak and don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man, that shit hurts me, man.
I understand that, but I just can't see nobody walking away from a race they won, whether you race or not, wreck or not, and just saying, fuck it, I'm going to leave that money down there. I just don't see that happening. It may have. It wasn't my race. I wasn't in the middle of it. I'm just telling you what I see from the outside looking in. You feel me?
But listen to what you're saying. See, you don't know what you're talking about. See, you said I was in a lockup. Hold on, let me talk, man. Hey, man, can I at least talk, man? I did not cut you off.
Go ahead. Hold on.
You said I was in a lockup controversy. How was that a lockup controversy when we raised our law and no one got paid? What the heck to a lockup?
Well, a controversy with money controversy. Let me say money controversy.
Okay, so are you saying I owe them some money?
I'm not saying you owe anybody anything. I said it's always some controversy.
Well, by my name coming out your mouth, man. You want to get in the ring?
Yeah, I will when I get ready. I damn sure will. But I ain't ready.
So your car ain't ready, right? So when your car ain't ready, shut the fuck up.
I'm working as a spectator now. You've been talking and your shit ain't been ready.
Hey, my shit ready now, motherfucker.
Okay, well, that's why the fuck you talking. I'm only talking as a spectator, motherfucker.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got a car in my garage running right now. I'm always ready, motherfucker.
Okay, good for you. I do, too. I'm always ready.
Get your ass down on the field.
Come to win. I ain't got nothing for you, man. Uh-oh. Well,
shut the fuck
Uh-oh.
Up, then.
Hey, Wayne. Is that an open
question?
Hey, Wayne. I'll tell you what. Hold on. I'm going to back that shit up. I'm going to find something to race you with about a fifth. I'll tell you what. Next time, I'm fucking locking in with me.
You're going to find something. Go find some.
All right, lock in to me. That's all you got to do.
Why you in the yellow pages? All I got to do is walk out to my garage.
All right, well, I can't walk out to my garage yet, but since you want to race me, I ain't got to
go outside to get to my garage, motherfucker.
You can walk through your house, you're a bad man.
Hey, wait, I got a quick question.
What's up, Junior?
You know Junior, asshole, man. Is that going to win an open invitation?
Hey, look. Listen to me clearly. That's why I speak real clearly when I talk to y'all.
Yes, sir. That y'all thing can be interpreted as country or racist. Be cool now. Be cool.
Let him talk, people.
Go ahead, Junior. I just said, hold on with the y'all part. That's the only part, because I don't know how to interpret it, whether it's race or country.
I ain't got no beef with Junior. I ain't got no beef with Little Tony. I got beef with the Motor City Mafia.
Oh, shit. But you know what, though, Wayne? If you're calling out the Motor City Mafia, I mean, everybody knows, and those that don't know, you must be a damn fool, that, yes, I am an active member of the Motor City Mafia. That's why I am.
Listen to what I say, Junior. I done took the personal shit out of this. This is just strictly racist. So that's why I say I don't have no beef with no person. It's just racist. And I want a piece of that Motor City Mafia ass.
So it don't matter.
Like I told you last week.
Just Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
If you from the Motor City, and if you're a Motor City Mafia member, get your ass down.
Oh, if you from the Motor City. Hey, how long does it take to register over there with the post office?
Hold on. Can I please have the floor?
Yes, sir.
Can I please have the floor now?
Yes, sir.
Wayne.
I'm sorry, give me room.
Hold on. Mr. Governor. I got
yes,
5 on 25 or better with the Bumblebee with white trash, small block, spray to spray, head up, 8th mile. I got another 5 on 25 or better with my Cherokee with Tim's Regal. I got another 5 on 25, my Cherokee with Little Head's Monte Carlo. Now I want to race everything in your camp. Now get your ass
out. Okay. Let's back up. Let's get to the first race. Kimo, what's our race time?
We didn't have no time because you remember you were trying to run a shootout.
No, not on the field.
So we never changed our fifths or nothing on that. We just pushed it to the fifth.
Okay, Kimo, can we put a time on this so I can address this man?
Hold on, let me make it easy for you. We just got to race before the track closes.
No. I see you wiggling out of that one already. No.
Who? You. Okay, well, go ahead. Put whatever stiff you want in. What's the stiff then, Wayne?
The only stiff I got is as long as my car's still running, after I race Kimo, I got an hour and a half after the race to be ready.
You say after you run Kimo, now do you have an hour or do you have an hour and a half? It ain't going to be no variance. Now do you have an hour
let's make it 90 minutes.
After you race Kimo, you got 90 minutes to race.
Yep, as long as I got oil pressure out that race, because I'm telling you, I'm going to try to hang the rods out that bitch on Kimo. I ain't just trying to beat Kimo, I'm trying to cap that motherfucker.
Man, I ain't even got nothing to say. Hey, Kimo,
what time y'all supposed to race, Kimo?
You know what, I'm going to get with Junior, and we're going to come up with a timing. And I'll call you and let you know, Tom. And I'll call Wayne, too. But before I make any moves, I'm going to get with Junior before I make any moves. The driver of the car.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne didn't wiggle a lot of times. Wayne let him wiggle this time. His ass is out.
All right, now let's get to the second race. So 90 minutes, once me and Kimo come with a time, 90 minutes after that. Look, we got next Sunday to officially lock that in. Now, Tim ain't on the phone, so I ain't gonna lock his G body in, but I will lock in my G body with that Cherokee.
What G body you got?
I got the same colors on the head for the last couple of years.
That
same full interior coupler, bench seat, back seat in there.
And a full roll cage, just like my Camaro. Come on, get your ass down. I'll run that one, too.
No. Your Camaro do not have full interior.
How much you want to bet?
Your Camaro do not have full interior from the factory.
Your G-Body don't have full interior from the factory.
Yes, it does. What's missing?
No, what's added? Did that car come with a roll cage in it?
Yep.
Okay.
I bought that car, it had a roll cage in it.
I seen that car before, it had a roll cage in it.
You must be related to Pinocchio, man.
Hey, Junior, all I can tell you is when I retained that car, it had a roll cage in it. He asked me, did it come with a roll cage? He ain't say, did it come from the factory?
I said from the factory. I said from the factory.
No, the second time you didn't say that.
Okay. Well, like I said, we all know you the king of technicality. I said from the factory. You said
okay,
my car don't have
I'm gonna be the king of whooping Motor City Mafia ass if you lock this shit in.
I'm trying to lock in everything. I'm trying to single-handedly dismantle.
Look. How you kill the mob? How you kill the mob? Don't take the head off. The rest of the body gonna die, man.
You're right. But listen, hold on. Chemo got to come up with a time. You saying 90 minutes. What if Junior come up with he want to run a shootout and the shootout over at 10:30, 11 o'clock? We don't have 90 minutes left. So we got to get that clear fast.
That's why we on the phone trying to address it because I don't want Big Perm saying I done wiggled you out a race and shit.
Okay. All right. Well, Chemo said he got to get with Junior first to see what time Junior going to be good with. When we find out what time that is, then you can go.
Oh, I'm cool at any time. Y'all can race at any time. Chemo, you ain't got to call me for that shit.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Wayne,
you are not getting off that property without an ass whooping on the 5th.
I guarantee you, I'm leaving that property without an ass whooping. Believe that.
You are not leaving that property without an ass whooping, man. A couple of them.
I have my video man there with me.
You better believe it.
And so will I.
All right. You better.
My question is this. Again, as a spectator, you know Junior asshole. He always starting shit, but. Y'all two motherfuckers ain't locked in that one car yet. Y'all spoke about three motherfucking cars. Can I get a lock in, please, tonight? At least one car.
You see the man over there wiggling.
Keep, me and Chemo, would you agree? Every man on his phone would agree. Me and Chemo need to get this shit done.
Oh, definitely. Wayne, I said it before you came on. I hope y'all make a career best. That's what I'm hoping for. I want y'all to make the cleanest passes y'all ever made so that can end that bullshit.
Right. This shouldn't happen like yesterday, man.
Yes, sir. That's why it's going to happen October the 5th. But now I'm also trying to see, I'm an asshole. I'm trying to see the present governor versus the ex-governor. I want to see that, too.
Oh. Wayne, what else you got? What else you got in your camp, Wayne? You say you trying to bring your cutlass?
Yep, I'm just bringing two. I'm leaving Grey Goose at home.
Okay.
You know you don't want to see that.
Yes, I do.
You ain't got nothing over there running on the motor that can fuck with that. Cut it out.
We got a motor car over here.
Hello.
What is it?
It's a motor car.
Max, look, now hey. I look. We ain't racing no ghost cars, now.
It's a big block on the motor, 10-inch tire.
See,
no Willy bar.
I am not racing that Regal with the nicest off, motherfucker. Be gone with that bullshit.
Now, I stand down on that one. Your words were that you single-handedly wanted to dismantle. That might have been Tony, so I'm going to mix it up. Any Motor City Mafia car out of the Motor City.
Correct.
Wayne, aren't you a part of Grudge Inc., right?
Who?
Are you a part of Grudge Inc., right?
Hey, look, Chemo, we ain't going there tonight, man.
I'm just asking, are you a part of
part of Grudge Inc.
This ain't biz, man. I'm Grudge Inc., but I ain't about to sit here and do no flips and willies trying to do this. Look, man, cut it out, kid.
I just don't ask how many Grudge Inc. cars are running.
I got three of them that's running.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
hey, Kimo, we ain't going to start with this gang-banging shit. I keep telling you, why you keep hitting people in the nuts, man? I keep telling you.
No, Jay, it's good. He's not hitting me in those nuts on that grudge and shit, you know what I mean?
Chad run your Cutlass with his Mustang. You want to do that?
No, Chad can run my Mustang against his Mustang.
But what you trying to run with the Cutlass? You say you bring the Cutlass. What you trying to do with the Cutlass?
I'll make it real sweet for you. I'll make it real sweet for you, Tony. I'll race you first. If I lose all punches, you pay Kimo the punk out.
I like that. We could do that.
Shit. Can I hear a lock-in? Can I get a lock-in?
What's the stip on the time we got the race? Because I plan to...
4 o'clock sounds good to me. 4 o'clock sounds good to me.
It have to be after the shootout. I plan to be in the shootout.
You're going to put me in a fucked up position. Then Big Perm going to call in after the show. Tell me, I told y'all.
Let's do this.
I'll be there with the Cutlass in the white car. Leave me and Kimo race alone, and we'll work it out. On the field.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We gonna make it happen. Ain't no way I'm gonna let you leave that property without drawing on your ass.
And I swear, Peso, every time Tone talk to me, had a camera on, man. I'm gonna have it right on your shoulder.
Slap a GoPro on that man's shoulder, man.
Hey, Tone, I got a thing here, Tone. Both of y'all are going to be in the shootout, correct?
Nope.
Yes. Oh, you're not getting it?
Wayne.
I'm coming for Kimo. Kimo is my priority. Whipping Kimo ass is worth more than $10,000 to me.
Okay, so let's say, Tone, you're in the shootout. Let's say you make it to the finals. You guys can race after that. If at any time prior to that, y'all can engage. If you don't make it further.
Hold on, you say so. If I get in a shootout and go out first round, anytime after that, we can go.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
And you ain't
got to
wait for the end of the shootout.
No. If I go out, we can go.
Okay.
That's a good call.
So can I get a lock on this then?
Okay, now say he go three rounds. It's 9 o'clock at night, and I ain't raced Kimo yet. And Junior's still in the shootout. You gonna pay Kimo the punk out? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I really, really, really want to race. I got to do this, man.
Hold on. Let me say this.
I don't believe
it's
going to be
the 9 o'clock.
Stayed
on the race.
I got to try to bust of fans coming up just to see this, man.
Okay. Wait. Beans, you said it like that. I'm a very quick thinking. Kimo.
Huh? Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Listen very carefully. If Tony goes out in the shootout, but Junior is still in the shootout, would you let Tone waiver Wayne paying you the punk out so him and Wayne can engage?
What does that have to do with Kimo?
That's why I'm asking.
Man,
Wayne is trying to wiggle out. I'm trying to tighten the noose up.
No, see,
this is
see,
what
see,
I'm,
see. Are y'all individuals or are y'all the same motherfucker, man? Cause you motherfuckers, boy, y'all just on this phone together. Y'all just got like.
Hey, well, I'm straight bullshit.
Anyway,
hey, I ain't trying to give no wiggle room to nobody. I'm trying to tighten that noose up.
I feel like it's one body and four heads, man.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Why don't they run before the shootout?
Because they all done.
Chemo
got to
talk. Chemo.
Because one if the
shootout if the shootout starts at let's say the shootout starts at 3. Why don't they run by 2 o'clock? The track is gonna be
scared.
Don't kill anyone.
Scared. Scared. You see,
who's scared and never scared?
It's just me and you now, Reg. Because I mean, y'all ain't got to wait till after the shootout. Engage that bitch. Personally,
run it before the shootout.
As soon as they do the prepping on the track, get your ass to the line. Ain't nothing to wait for. Shit.
Nah,
it's they ain't trying to do that. You see, it got real quiet on here, Reg.
Hey, how good
Reg,
is Reg.
You better bring some extra trophies, Reg, for that bouncy house, man.
Hey, man, look, Wayne just said, man, he coming for one fucking reason. That's what his reason is. Let that shit happen. Make it happen first.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Let them go and get that race off, and then right now, Tony one of them long-ass socks with the 3 stripes at the top.
Hey, clean socks. That's all I ask. Clean socks.
Hey, man. Hey, Tone, I got some mics I got to open up, man, because I see y'all. Hey, y'all real good. I got to give it to y'all. Y'all, hey, I guess everybody
hey,
in
hold
the state
on,
of Michigan,
hold on.
Gonna,
hold on. Okay.
Y'all
okay,
must
Junior,
take boxing in school
mic.
Or something. The way y'all duck and dodge. Huh?
But I'd rather us get it right than get us into some. See, that was the problem with me and Chemo. We didn't take the time and really go over the steps. That's how that little shit got started. I don't want to be no part of that shit no more. I'm trying to show this perm I'm good people, man.
You know what? You know what I say? If you really trying to engage, you trying to go down on the ass as soon as you get there. Shit. I ain't going to try to prolong the date.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say that, but you're just holding the mic, so it's easy for you to say that.
That's why I can say what I say. Like I said, I have a disclaimer, Wayne, but I'm going to tell you this, though, Wayne. If you tell me come to win, yeah, with your Mustang, I'm going to show you it's more than just the mic now.
I want me and Chemo to be like that fight last night. When we done racing,
I'm
a
pass,
like John Jones,
I
had to carry that motherfucker out that ring last night. That's how I want y'all to carry me and Chemo out that motherfucker.
I seen when you put your blinkers on, Wayne, so I'm going to go right around you. Hey, Tone, let me open up some of these mics real quick.
Who won that fight
last night?
John Jones won. 0537, your mic is open. You got too much background noise, partner.
Yeah, you might as well close them up.
Yeah.
Say, Wayne, you big firm. I hold you to a higher standard because my name also Dwayne. So I hold you to a higher standard. I appreciate you standing up today.
248-0016, your mic is open.
Hey, hold on, Junior. I just want to give a big, you know, they had a shootout, you know, yesterday at Onondaga Dragway. And I want to give a shout-out to Boost 12. He took the win out of the 7-car field. So, you know, Boost 12 and all the
That's what's up.
guys, they came and supported Little Carter, Bullshitter Racing, the Jackson Boys, you know, everybody that came out to support that Undertaker Dragway.
Little Carter and them, I'm trying to see. They got a big block and a Mustang. I'm trying to see that he want to test the waters with Zero on the 5th, you know.
Well, congratulations to Boost 12 again. Chi-Town went up into Michigan, snatched y'all money, and came right back out. I love that shit. I love that. 706-4927, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Ray Stevens?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Who we got here?
We out of VA. This is Blue Magic out of Virginia.
Blue Magic.
Oh, Blue Magic.
Man?
What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for some
action
from Detroit, Chicago. Yes, yeah, the boys want to do something. Any back half from Detroit, Chicago, wherever. We're trying to do something.
We got one that do run a quarter. You ready? You ready to run a quarter, or are you doing the 8th mile only?
Yeah, we do 8th quarter. Don't make a fuck. Run with your bum. Hope you bone up.
Okay.
We just giving a shout out to all the boys in Chicago, Detroit, all y'all brothers out there doing y'all thing. You know, I like
that. You must be coming down on the 5th. You coming out? 131 on the
5th
or something?
I didn't know it was the all had on the 5th. Now, I don't know what was it, October or September.
Yeah,
October 5th.
October 5th at US 131.
Okay. Yeah, might have to look into that.
Yeah, we got the $10,000 shootout.
Okay. Well, what is it, a stock suspension race or what?
Any suspension, just a 29-10-5W or 315.
Okay, yeah, we grudge race. We just looking for any back half out there. We don't give a fuck how you come.
Hey, hold on. I'm getting in contact with my man right now. He going to call the show.
Yeah, please call.
Yeah.
Hold on a
second. We're just trying to figure out how we do something. Huh?
Can you do magic?
What you say, bro? Can't hear you.
Can you do magic?
Damn right we can do magic.
Oh, okay.
Fellas, I got another.
Yeah, we
were.
We right here in Virginia. We can meet halfway. We right here in Virginia. Ain't number 5, 6, or wherever that place is up on that end. We can meet halfway for anybody.
Ain't nobody getting $10,000 in Virginia.
Say what?
So Blue Magic, you looking to engage.
Yeah, with the North, with the Midwest, whatever y'all call it up there, the Midwest, the Northeast, whatever.
That's the Midwest, baby. So you looking to engage?
Yeah, anybody in the Midwest with a back half, we will break your ass off. We don't care what color you is, as long as you got green steps.
Now your ass should be in Montgomery right now. That's where the fuck you need to be.
See, we was in Darlington yesterday, brother. You know what I'm saying? We was in Darlington yesterday before the back end got rained out. I mean, you know, we run a two-man operation, and, you know, hey, we just do what we do. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, Blue Magic, do you mind if I write your number down so as soon as we get in touch with the people we need to, we can get in touch with you and lock something in?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll be on the line.
Okay, I got your number here on the board, so I'm going to lock it in, all right? You're that 706
yeah, please,
number,
hey, Blue,
right?
Hey, Blue Magic, yeah, he said his car blown down. His car blown up, so he ain't going to be able to make it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but I like what y'all guys doing up there. You know, keep doing y'all thing, man. But we, like I say, we just want to race somebody. You ain't even got to have a bad
right.
head. You come in there with a tube chassis. It don't make a damn. If we feel like we can beat you, shit, we're going to try you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no big thing. But y'all boys up there, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. You know, I'm just listening.
Hey, we
appreciate the support.
Appreciate your support.
Appreciate you calling in, brother. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a few other Virginia guys on the phone, and they got some radio tire calls, but we just back ass, you know.
I tell you this. If you guys got some little tire cars, like he said, that shootout is a guarantee. Listen to what I'm saying. If one car shows up, all he's got to do is break the beams. It is a guaranteed $10,000 payout.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, Tony? Give him the complete breakdown of the rules. If you want, you can go on clocksoft.com. We got it posted there. Motown Muscle, even on Facebook.
I got to say,
rules.
Next weekend, weekend or something, we will be. To come up there and support y'all guys, because, you know, I've been hearing a lot of good things about y'all. You know, this, you know, all your back and forth is all, you know, fun and games, man. Like I say, right here in, like in Virginia, it'll probably take us a few hours to get to Ohio. I'm not far to Detroit, Michigan, but, I mean, we love to come up there, man. Y'all guys, y'all thing, man. I can't take nothing from y'all, so, I mean, y'all guys up there doing y'all thing, man. I'm just proud of you. It sounds crazy, but I'm just proud of you.
Oh, yeah. I tell you this. We will show you some real good Midwest hospitality. I can guarantee you this. Same way we guarantee that payout, you will enjoy yourself. We have probably one of the best, if not the best, in the Midwest, the track facility. It's off the hook.
William Brown on this show. William Brown on this show. He was up there. Is William Brown on this on that line?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
Okay.
If he was, he didn't voice in. But like I said,
if he on the line, we want a piece of your ass again. He know who he is. William Brown out of Virginia. If you on the line? Please speak up, little boy Brown.
Tell William Brown to hit his one button. What, you know the last four?
That's all he got to do. Hit that one button.
What's the last four digits of his number?
I can't look at my phone right now. But if he on there, he know my voice. He know what digits
all
time
all he
got
to do is hit the one button a couple of times, and Junior can see it.
Yeah. There's Lord of Big Clark on here.
You know what? I think they're all down there at that race.
Is Laura Big Clark man on the phone? Oh, okay, yeah. Like I say, with from Grudge Inc. whatever. I don't know what show this is, but I kept talking. No, I mean, where they at? I'm trying to see where they at. But like
this the Motor City Mafia here.
Okay, Motor City. Yeah, if anybody from the Motor City come back here, please report to us. We want to try to do something to you.
No doubt. See, we got eight.
But I hope Dre gets a car together. You know, I mean, I hate to see anybody lose their car. You know, my prayers go out to him, his family, whatever. And that's a brother.
That's a good thing.
Soon to be the
Motor
City Mistress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne, we company on the line right now. Be cool. Learn how to act when we got company
hey,
on the line.
You see that there? He piled a Grudge Inc. and won't even stand up for him.
The man did say he tried to engage the Grudge Inc.
Chemo.
Hey, I told you.
I'm Grudge Inc., motherfucker. If you don't like it, so what?
Hey, the man talking about Grudge Inc., you ain't saying that.
Oh, I ain't hear what he said about Grudge Inc.
He trying to engage. The man made a statement. He is trying to engage with any back half from the Midwest.
Man, we up north. Motherfuckers don't race back half, man. I don't want no big tire ass car. Fuck that shit.
I'm just, you know, the racer.
That shit laid out, man. Take that shit down south, man.
We thought maybe Big Clark had his shit going or something. You know?
Oh, well. Hey, man, call Leon up, man. He's back
there,
man. Call Leon, man.
Oh, you know, Leon, they say Leon got a new ride, and he testing that bitch to come fuck the Street King up.
Okay. He needs to, because that shit he pulled in
Martin. He got to do what he got to do.
Because that mom before with Camaro ain't going to get shit done.
I'm going to tell you something right now, and I always said, y'all keep kicking him while he's down sooner or later. I don't know if it's going to be a lot later, but sooner or later.
Junior, you just threw a slide one in there now.
That motherfucker's been down since he bought that car, man.
I'm trying to clarify, sooner or later, something going to go right for him. And when it does, oh, you motherfuckers will never hear the end of it. Listen to what I'm saying. Leon could lose 35 races. And that 36th race, oh, man, that's a world championship he won there. So y'all quit fucking with Leon. I'm telling you right now, shit. Because it's I'm going to tell you this. That one win is going to make it so bad on you motherfuckers.
Let's see if I can pass on.
Well, again,
Peso still on the phone.
The man Blue Magic has declared war on y'all. Let's see how y'all stand up.
Junior, to be honest, Blue Magic needs to be calling in when he needs to call in when Mr. Five Speed and Mike Hill
the man said, listen, the man said he got a back half car. He
still roof and quarter, stock front end. I mean, hey, we just trying to race, man. I ain't trying to disrespect nobody, ain't trying to cuss nobody out. Just trying to race, man. That's all, you know.
Trying to engage.
Man, we can bet a little something, you know. Hey, I mean, you can make it or leave it. We're betting $3,000. If you want it, you can have it or whatever. There's no
blue
thing.
Blue Magic. Blue Magic. Yes, everybody over here in middle school. You off in high school, man. We ain't trying to run that.
We just want to get beside anybody. It don't make a difference.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. Oh.
Tony.
Kimo.
Yeah.
You say you're in middle school, right?
Yeah.
But are you smarter than the president?
Hey, Slouch. They got college motherfuckers ain't smarter than fifth grade.
Hey, Slouch. I'm trying to see
Yeah, what's up, Junior?
708-6872, your mic is open.
Oh, I'm just fixing my problem.
Hey, Slouch.
What's up, Junior?
He said he might want to engage with a pro mod, depending on if I'm not mistaken, don't y'all have a car like that in your group?
Yeah, we got a pro mod car too. I mean, we're running back here.
Ain't little guy got a pro mod?
What'd you say, sir?
Yeah.
What was that?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
We got Willie, but I don't even know if it's Willie running or not.
We're running him head up. That's that guy from Detroit, right, with the green Camaro? Hello?
Yeah,
we'll run him head up with a back half. We don't care what he brings. We want that car. We like to run him. He could be tube chassis, whatever. Head up. We ain't no bag for nothing. We just want to race. Because I feel like we can beat him, so, hey. I mean, that's what grudge racing all about. If you feel like you can beat him, man,
you know,
try him. Don't make a difference if he's got a different setup or whatever, but, you know. Yeah, line it up.
We
can get it in.
We're gonna see if they can get in touch with him, and maybe we can set something up. Like I said, I got your number written down. So either
call
way,
24 hours. Never get to sleep.
There you go. We will be in touch with you, because if Mr. Willie is in the position to play, then, I mean, that'd be a great show.
Hey, we can set something up. No problem, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. I'll be listening in, though. Y'all have a good day.
You have a good one, man. Appreciate the support, brother. Good luck to you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to support y'all, man. You know, like I say, man, I don't know a lot of y'all guys, but, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Keep y'all head up. Fuck them haters.
There you go. That's what's up,
man. Leave Kimo alone, man.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, man, Wayne. I know you done known Kimo a long time, man, but he actually really a good
guy. I'm walking proud with my head up.
Hey, yeah, Slop.
I've never heard that song. The underdog's on top.
I need y'all to put the closing in for us so we can shut this down.
Well, man, October 5th is finally going down, man. We've been talking about it. We got 2 weeks away. You got them heavy hitters in the house. You got Cold Killer. You got Kimo. You got Mark Crank. You got Lil Wayne. Big Wayne. You got Hey, look, listen, man. We gonna put on another great event. Everybody wants to see that Kimo and Wayne race. Everybody wants to see that Lil Tony and Abe race. Hey, everybody want to see the shootout. So you know, we gonna put on a good event. We thanks for the support. Peso, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. That's big on your part, you know, and we respect you for that and who you are in your videos. Again, it's going down on the 5th, man. Tell everybody you know you're going to have the baddest grudge races in the country on the premises that day. We got a brand-new bouncy house. We're gonna break it out on y'all. Y'all going to fall out when you see it. Like I said, you know, if you ain't willing to engage, you feel free to play there all day. But again, we're gonna put on a good event. We're gonna feed the track. It's family friendly. We got bouncy houses for the kids on the real tip. And you know, we got the DJ. We're gonna put the best track possible that we can. We've been putting on a good track all year. We praying for great weather. Again, we support you grudge races, because without you guys, you know, none of this would be possible, and we respect you, and we respect your passion for what you do, the money you spend on your cars, and again, we, you know, none of this would happen without you guys, and we respect you for that. Junior, we thank you for what you do. Slouch and Little Tony, thanks for y'all vision on this, and Meatball Matchups, we appreciate it. Chad, the quiet one, we know you there, so you know, keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, I'm looking forward to that Kimo and Wayne race, that Abe and Lil Tony race. And, you know, we know the Great White's going to hang out in the water box. So, again, we look forward to seeing y'all on the 5th. The track's going to be open. The gates open at 9 o'clock that morning. So get there. We're going to the shootout, the driver's meeting for the shootout, we're going to post that in the next show, we'll talk about that. But again, you know, everybody that is, if you're not in the shootout, if you want to lock in with somebody next week, next show, you got your chance to lock in. Tate, Young Money in the house. Donye definitely in the house. So again, it's going down. October 5th, Nightmare on 12th Street.
You definitely fall.
Don't hear about it.
That's up.
Also, we're going to shut the track down for about an hour so the kids can go to East Travis to trick or treat. And we just ask for every guys to bring their race cars out, trailers, just bring a bag of candy for the kids so we can give to the kids and, you know, just support everyone, all the kids that they're bringing, you know, and have a nice little time.
That's what's up. Hey, I want to thank Big Fred, because Fred, we wouldn't be on here if it wasn't for you, man. You guys have a safe and great week, man.
Bye bye.
Lock your asses in. Yep, I gotta shut it down, brothers.
All right, I'll see y'all next weekend.